Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, June 24th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, if you are hoping for Apple's iPhone 18 Pro models coming next year to shake up their physical screen sizes, you can officially temper your expectations. But that doesn't mean the 2026 lineup won't bring significant shifts in how the front of the iPhone looks. A new leak on Weibo says that the iPhone 18 Pro and Pro Max will stick with the same display sizes as the current models at roughly 6.3 inches and 6.9 inches, respectively. But there are two major screen-related changes coming for the iPhone 18 Pro. First, under-display Face ID. This shift has been rumored for years, and multiple sources have already pointed to 2026 as the year Apple will make the move. This week's leak backs that up. It means that unless Apple decides to keep the pill-shaped dynamic island purely for design reasons, this would mark the first time that there's no visible hardware area for Face ID on the display. Of course, Apple could still choose to surface the dynamic island UI when needed, but let it disappear entirely the rest of the time. There will, however, still be a cutout for the front-facing camera, but Apple will use a new HIAA, or Hole-in Active Area technology, to shrink the visible display cutout to just a single pinhole for the front-facing camera. It's also been reported that the camera hole itself will shift from the center of the display to the top left corner of the display, much like many Android phones have done in the past. This would give the iPhone an asymmetric front camera position, but theoretically give users a larger area for uninterrupted content. Again, all of this is set for the iPhone 18 Pro next year, and we aren't expecting any major changes to the displays for the iPhone 17 Pro later this year. Next up today, in April, Apple was fined 500 million euros for violating the Digital Markets Act in the European Union. Since that penalty was announced, however, the company hasn't announced any further changes to its App Store guidelines to avoid further fines. A new report from the Financial Times this week says that Apple is locked in last-minute negotiations with the European Commission about ways to ease its anti-steering provisions in the App Store. Following the fine in April, Apple was given 60 days to start complying with the DMA regulations, a timeline that's set to expire this week on Thursday. Last week, the European Commission suggested that Apple might not face any additional penalties once that deadline passed, as the two parties continued to engage in discussions. Apple's initial 500 million euro fine centered around the App Store policies that block developers from communicating with users about alternative payment options outside of the App Store. According to Apple's current guidelines in the EU, developers are permitted to include one external link to their website. However, Apple charges a 27% commission on purchases made through that link. The Financial Times says that Apple is imminently expected to announce some concessions around those anti-steering rules in the European Union. The European Commission would then be tasked with reviewing the changes to determine if they are enough to comply with the DMA before issuing any additional fines against Apple. The EU is also targeting Apple's core technology fee, which requires that developers in the EU pay a 50-cent fee per install per year. The talks between Apple and the European Commission have touched upon the CTF rules. The report doesn't dive into specifics on what changes Apple might announce in the EU, but if Apple is looking to avoid the fines that could be coming on June 26th, it will need to announce something in order to stave off those additional fines. We are sponsored this week by Bitwarden, the trusted solution for password, passkey, and secrets management. Bitwarden helps individuals and businesses take control of their digital security with tools that make managing strong, unique credentials simple across all devices. That includes desktop, browser, iOS, Android, Apple Watch, and Apple Vision Pro. With features like end-to-end encryption, secure autofill, and enterprise SSO, Bitwarden protects you from phishing attacks and data breaches. Over 55% of people have abandoned logging into accounts because they forgot a password, and 60% say managing passwords is stressful. Bitwarden makes it easy with options like biometric unlock, password sharing, and the ability to manage logins, identities, and payment info across platforms. It even supports passkeys and secure sharing, all with zero-knowledge encryption. Check it out at the link in the show notes or at bitwarden.com. My thanks to Bitwarden for sponsoring 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, Apple has released iOS 26 Beta 2 to developers for beta testing. This comes 2 weeks after the first beta of iOS 26 was released following WWDC. One of the bigger changes here is that the blur in Control Center has been adjusted for improved legibility. The clear background of Control Center now uses a darker color and much more blur, so it's easier to see your controls in Control Center at a glance. There are two new widgets for the Apple Music app that you can add to your home screen, including one for Apple Music Search and another for Apple Music Live Radio. There are a handful of other small interface tweaks throughout iOS 26 Beta 2, including changes to pop-up controls in Safari and other apps. Apple has moved the button to open a new tab in Safari to the bottom left corner, just like it was in iOS 18, whereas in the first iOS 26 beta, it was in the upper left. There's also a new ringtone in iOS 26 Beta 2 that you can find in the Settings app, and then we'll play it right here. Meanwhile, Apple has also released the second beta of macOS Tahoe 26 with two notable changes. In the initial macOS 26 beta, the Finder icon had been redesigned, so the blue part of the Finder face was on the right, and the whitish, grayish part of the face was on the left. This was an appalling change for some Mac users, and Apple has heard that feedback and adjusted the Finder icon to be similar to what it was in previous macOS versions. One of the headlining changes for liquid glass on the Mac is that the menu bar is now fully transparent. That change also upset some Mac users, so Apple has listened and added a new setting to System Settings to give users the option to add that actual menu bar back to the Mac. You can hit the link in the show notes to read our full coverage of all of this week's new betas, including iOS, macOS, and more. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.